Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Has Saquon already passed Bryce Harper on the all-time Philadelphia free agent list? I'm not ready to go there. Where do you come down? And should the Eagles be the favorite in this game? I say yes. I think this is the line is wrong on the game. I understand why where it is and what they do. But the better team is the Eagles. Better roster. I think they should be the favorite in the game coming up next Sunday. All right, one of the biggest reasons to the Eagles have a great chance to win this is Saquon and his ability to have a big game on Sunday. Of course, though, they're playing the Chiefs, Hugh, and Steve Spagnuolo, coach you know well. And how about this statistic? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in their last 18 playoff games. Let's hear Jason Kelce this morning. Even though that's a fact, he thinks there's a way the Eagles could gash the Chiefs if they coach this thing right. Here's Kelce this morning.
Hopefully, you know, you have answers built in to all the plays that need them. And then if you see it coming, which we've done before, you can gash them. You know, the way in which it comes, and the reason why Spags is so good is because he's great at disguising it. When that disguise can be met with anticipation, it can be a devastating thing. You know, that's the cat and mouse game that I always loved, and that's why I liked playing against guys like Spags.
So you know what's interesting about that? We're going to, I think over the next week, the battle you're going to hear of the coaching more, Hugh, is going to be Andy against Fangio, right? That's the one that's going to get the most headline.
Yeah.
The other side is pretty darn interesting, too. It's Kellen Moore against Spags.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, he's talking about exactly what I was saying earlier. We used to be out there, man, and we would blitz them till the cows come home because they couldn't stop it. And we would send guys, and you would have, like, multiple sack games and things of that nature. But, boy, if we got caught in a couple of those blitzes and we got we stopped blitzing, and now we're sitting in a zone defense, and then we really get – it's death by a thousand cuts. It's the truth, because if you hit on a couple of those plays, if you throw where nobody is, because a lot of times with those blitzes – we're sending more on one side than you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it might be four people blocking, but we're sending 5 people. And you have to get that ball out quick.
Yep.
You got to get it out quick. And the one thing that we know about Jalen.
That's not his thing.
He ain't going to get the ball out quick. He's not. He hasn't done it all year. So that's the thing that you have to guard against. And that's why it's going to be important, I think, in the running game. To more so gash him in the running game. Because in the running game, say if you focus on Saquon and you knife in on Saquon, Jalen has the ability. He can get the corner because everybody's committed. when you blitz and you got to be in a man, it's probably you're in a man, you're man to man. So everybody's committed. And if Jalen can see that and identify that and run in those moments, you can slow that defense down. Because the one thing about the NFL, you're not going to get beat. They're not going to keep getting beat on certain plays. Most coaches don't like that. If you beat them a couple times, they call the dogs off because they don't want to get caught with the pants down again.
So I just looked at blitz percentage in the NFL this year. Chiefs are fourth highest, 31.6%. So everyone knows they're doing it, but it works. And it seems like Spagnuolo has a way of sending it from where you don't know it's coming. I mean, that's going to be huge. If the Eagles could somehow get a tell and catch them in a blitz, you know, you mentioned getting gassed. Saquon is so good, Hugh, and so fast. And on the turf, if they pick the right play and they gash him, he can go distance.
He could be kissed a baby.
Yep.
And, man, I tell you, it'd be a long day. It'll be a long day.
Man, that I can't wait. And it feels like Spags always wins. Like last week, the Bills play them all the time, right? The Bills play them earlier this season. And still the biggest play of the game, he brought McDuffie on the blitz and Allen didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm corner blitz. Listen, I just remember when Dalk used to be up to the line and he'd show blitz. And then you might send Al. Like he'll show you one side where it looked like the blitz coming. But he'll show you one side that the blitz coming. And then somebody that come from the other side, you have a defensive ear dropping into coverage.
Yep.
And things like that. Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's gonna be important. That's going to be real important, how quickly you can identify it and get the ball out of your hands.
All right, we do have early props up on this game. FanDuel's got – this is the earliest I can remember them. It's a Thursday, two Thursdays before the game. We have props up here on the Super Bowl. I have Saquon Barkley's rushing prop here in front of me.
I'm going to say it's over 160.
No, it's lower than that.
Seriously?
It is. But it's low, and it's even lower than it was.
I don't do a prop.
Well, you know, I was going to say, we almost hit last week. You know that? We
were almost.
We were half a yard away on the Kenny Gainwell.
Sharp Douglas had a very short run.
I know. And he was peacocking around here like he knew what he was doing. And we tried to tell you. We tried to ground you when you had all that.
The guy wins one bet.
All the money in your account.
Now he can't lose.
Last time I checked, I'm the only one around here A-leg parlay. So I still got some juice. I just ain't. It just they squeezed their juice lately. It's just been, you know.
Would you win 15 bucks off two?
I've been juiceless. Been juiceless lately.
Juiceless Douglas.
I ain't got no juice.
All right, well, here's some juice. Saquon Barkley's prop for rushing yards in Super Bowl 59 is 112.5.
112?
Mm-hmm. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher in 18 straight playoff games.
He's going to go over that.
All right, I feel good.
Good about that.
112.
I'm going to take that one. That's that might be the prop that put me back on. That's a $3. It's a $3 bet there.
Then we're all losing here if you're betting on that.
If he's on it, we're in trouble.
They've got Jalen for 40.5 and Saquon for 112.5. So that's a lot of combined rushing yards.
I got to move that Bryce Huff prop bet.
Please don't waste money.
Well, no, because if BG playing, I got to put it on BG.
Oh, a sack?
Yeah.
BG sack will be a popular one. I like that a lot. All right, 215-592-9490 for Bobby is up on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, real quick, let's touch on your points and waiting this long. Y'all gave me a lot. But as far as the Saquon thing, I also believe that, right, until he wins the Super Bowl, then you got to give it to Bryce. But let me throw this caveat at you. The amount of money that Bryce is getting paid to deliver compared to Saquon almost puts Saquon as the best free agent signing right there. Plus, they're going to win the Super Bowl. So, again, that'll take him over that.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. In total dollars, he got like 10 times the amount of
Saquon.
They
are different sports, though.
Yeah. No, well, yeah.
Well, no, but they're different sports, but at the same time, it's still a factor. Also, I want to say about respect, okay, about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Jalen Hurts is doing what he needs to do to win. But everybody always crapping on this guy. But that's all he does is win. Let's move off of that because we talked about that many a time. The Brandon Graham issue. I've always felt Brandon Graham was going to come back. And for this main reason, and Hugh, I know you can relate because you know him. He knows that he really told his wife and told his family that this was going to be his last year. He really wanted to go ahead and go out any kind of way on a good note. And now that he knew these boys had a chance to go to a Super Bowl, he was going to do everything in his power. Even if he plays one play, and especially if we win, he can feel real satisfied about going out on top. What do you think about that one?
That sounds about right. I mean, because he wants to play, you know, and he knows his better years are behind him. And what better way to go out and play in the Super Bowl? He was playing well before he got hurt.
He was. I thought he was their best pass rusher at that point. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I want to say something about the Vegas odds as far as us being the underdog. Okay, I believe we had a better team, but we all know there's a multi-billion dollar business, and nobody has Vegas involved in this sport more than NFL. So as far as getting the betting public on there, you're going to have us as the underdog. Everybody's going to go ahead and think that we is the better team. Most people really do that knows football. They're going to put their money on Philly so they can draw that money in. What about that point?
Well, that Bobby, that is really it. I mean, the line is designed to get both people betting on both sides because they just want action on both sides. Bobby, we appreciate it. And it's true. If Mahomes was an underdog, they'd get a lot of money on Mahomes. And if they won, then that would. But last year, I mean, the Chiefs have been underdogs in the last two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles were favorites over them 2 years ago. The Niners were favorites last year. So it's not like every year they just make Mahomes the favorite. That's actually not true. He has been the underdog in the last two Super Bowls. Now, he's won both. Maybe they're just tired of getting burned, and they decided I'm going to make him the favorite. I don't know, but I just think the Eagles have the better team. Jack in South Jersey. What's up, Jack? Jack?
Hey, how's it going?
Jack, what's up?
Hey, I just real quick question. I have a question for both you guys. I want your input for something on both sides of the ball.
Okay.
If you're in charge, who were you staking on Travis Kelce?
Zach Bond.
I would put Bond or Cooper. Now, Cooper's smaller compared to him, but he can run with him.
But he can run with him.
Yep.
Okay, so on the offensive side of the ball, I was thinking of something. Let me know if this is a reach or not. Maybe have this formation or package for the second half of the game, something like that. Have Jalen in shotgun, game one backfield, and Saquon in the slot running drags and slants and outs and screens. What do you think about that?
I wouldn't mind it. On plays that they're going to give him a rest in the backfield, because, Gainwell gets, 10 snaps a game where he's the back. I wouldn't mind Saquon on the field as a wide receiver. We don't see them do it, Jack, but I think it could be a good thing. I'm into that. What do you think, you? Saquon in the slot.
I mean, I guess that's a lot of.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Out of thinking for the game. I mean, I guess.
This is Kellen Moore's job, unless he's in New Orleans.
Put it like this, Jack. They're not going to deviate too much from what they've done. Now, I understand that there's probably going to be some wrinkle plays in there. But you're probably going to see a lot of what you've seen before. It sounds like what you're trying to do is change some of the offensive philosophies that they've implemented all season long. And I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, yeah, and I consider that, too. I was thinking just in case, we know they haven't let up 100-yard rusher. We know they're going to key on Saquon. I'm thinking if we can just get him the ball in different ways, if that'll, shock the defense or the defensive coordinator.
You know what I would do? I know that they haven't had a 100-yard rush all season long, but ain't nobody stopped Saquon all season long either. So I'm going to run the ball until they stop him. And then I'm going to do something different, and then I'm going to run the ball again until they stop him.
Yeah, which I'm definitely confident Saquon gets over 100. I can just imagine getting the Saquon like a wide receiver screen. Just anytime he has the ball in his hand, and if we could do it in different ways, that's our best chance of getting yards and winning.
You know what's funny? Just to share a little story with you, I had a chance to, when Eric Mangini was with the New England Patriots, and I used to ask him, I said, man, why was it so hard for teams to defend you? He said, because we ran the same, they ran like 3 or 4 plays, and they ran them extremely well. And when you stopped that one play, they would go to another play, and they would run that until you stop it. And then you know what they would do after that? go back to the other play that you couldn't stop and run that one. So it's about it's about repetition. It's about doing stuff that your players are comfortable with. I feel like a lot of times when we go into these games, like coaches, they're trying to outsmart one another. And a lot of times you run the same things, you just run it out of different formations. You just change the look so that you get people guessing. But at the bottom line is this. The Eagles are going to do what they do. They're going to do what they do best and what got them here. They'll probably get to it with different formations and things like that, but they're going to keep the main thing, so the formula the same.
Really good phone call, Jack. Really good question. So, Hugh, that's interesting because I think there's a fine line, right? You're saying don't get too cute, right? Don't change too much. You have a bread and butter. Do your thing, right? But maybe what you said at the end there is critical in the Super Bowl. Like, maybe add a wrinkle to it. Because if you go back to the game the Chiefs just won against the Bills, I think Josh Allen was 21-22 on quarterback sneaks this year. Mm-hmm. But the Chiefs realized, and Romo was mentioned this during the game, he always goes to his left. They stopped him like three times on Sunday.
Yeah, those are tendencies.
You're right. So at this point, do you have to go and look at your own tendencies and wrinkle it? Because if Spagnuolo sees something and we keep doing it, he's going to be ready for it. Yeah,
that's what it is, Joe. You get to what you're comfortable with, but you do it from different formations. You still do your thing.
Well, the Bills obviously didn't do that.
Yeah, and
you
self-scout yourself, because that's we used to go into games, and Jim used to do that all the time. Hey, Michael Vick, he doesn't like the road to his right or his left, whichever one it was. Force him to that. That's where the blitzes would come from, because he can't throw that great. Every team does that. I remember being in games where, you know, Trot would watch so much film, Jeremiah Trotter, his pops, and he would pick up tendencies on the center and say, hey, it's a passing down. They're passing. They're throwing the ball. That's what you do. That's what everybody does. And you try to it's about execution at this level. And it's about who makes the least amount of mistakes, especially in the playoffs.
Can I give you an underrated or a sneaky injury that I'm watching the next couple weeks? Obviously, we're all paying attention to BJ and how he progresses, and hopefully he can get ready for the Super Bowl. I just mentioned it because we lost our parlay on Sunday by a half a yard because
I know you're going
Kenny
this.
Gainwell had a concussion. So, Hugh, we all realize this is Saquon is the Super Bowl. Saquon's going to get the bulk of the carries. But Kenny Gainwell, if you look at the snap counts during the season, he does get in there, I would say, about 20% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they give Saquon a series off. Sometimes it's three or four plays.
But he's a big part of what they're trying to do.
But he plays. I mean, Kenny Gainwell is a part of this team. And I like Shipley. We all saw Sunday how he almost ran for a touchdown. But I'll tell you what, if it's third and six and it's a...
You feel better with Kenny out there?
I don't... Do you want a rookie carrying the ball in the Super Bowl if you don't have to?
I'll tell you this. The one thing that I do know, if Shipley's out there playing, he's for damn sure it's not going to be the reason why they lose the Super Bowl. And he's gonna carry that football like a newborn baby.
Better.
And he's going to protect that football like a newborn baby. I ain't even worried about that. Because he don't want that smoke.
Yeah. I look, we all hope Kenny's all right. And the 2 weeks certainly helps. If the game was this Sunday, you know, usually guys don't make it out of the concussion protocol that quick. We'll see. But I hope Kenny Gainwell can go in this game. All right, let's talk to Kim in South Philly. What's up, Kim?
Hey, listen here. Let me tell you something right now. Smash the glass, pull the lever. Mr. Scripsack has been activated. Let's go,
Kim.
Woo! Child, let me tell you something. I'm at work, game, and work right.
Making sure they know what's going on over there when celebrating BG coming back.
The greatest moment in Philadelphia history is repeating itself again.
Oh, Brandon's going to have the strip sack to end the game to beat Mahomes?
You listen to me, you listen to me good. As sure as my name is what it is, my mama named me what she named me when she named
That's
me.
That's Black Gritty's sister, dog. I don't care what nobody say. That's Black Gritty. Kim is Black Gritty's sister. They kinfolk. Because she sounds like
Black Gritty. If he came from Fort Hill, Georgia, he just might be my kinfolk. What up, Black Gritty? Listen, all I wanted, I've been telling my brothers, anybody that listen to me, I said, man, if that Joker come out that tunnel in his uniform, I'm going to lose my mind. And they done activated him. That's it. I ain't no more good. I can't focus straight. I'm going to have to do something to calm myself down.
Yummies.
Let's go.
Well, you only got 10 days, Kim. So just, you know, pace yourself.
Pace yourself.
But
pace yourself,
I feel
Kim.
The same way. I'm ready to go, Kim. Kim, you call again. We got to do more of these phone calls. That was a good phone call there by Kim. Yeah, I think you're right about that. She sounded like she...
She's like Black Gritty.
If she used the term mammy jammy, then it was done.
Yeah,
then
it was a wrap. Yeah.
I love the energy. She's at work screaming up Brandon Graham.
She sounds like she deserves the Rocky music on a Friday before game.
Kim, call again.
I think Kim could rise to that.
No, Kim has real potential to call. You saw that. She's at work screaming and yelling. I mean, we do that, but this is our job. We're supposed to do it. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So we got a couple polls up today on a couple things. One about Saquon Barkley. Has he surpassed Bryce Harper in the all-time free agent rankings? Hugh, where do you think this one came down? Has Saquon surpassed Bryce?
Yes. 70%.
Close. 66%, you're right, have voted Saquon above Bryce. Most of our callers, though, have been the other way. It's been more not yet.
Nobody lives in the moment quite like Philadelphia fans.
No, it's amazing.
That's what we do.
It's amazing. Bryce has been doing it for 6 years, MVP, World Series appearance. We move past that. And if you were the odds makers, who would you make the favorite in the Super Bowl? 54% are voting the Chiefs. Now, can I give you my evaluation of that?
What's that?
I think people want to be the underdogs. I think people are twisting
this
too.
Yeah, they like that. Nobody likes us. Nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly. Like, forget what the numbers say. I like, keep it here. Let's roll with this. We want to be the underdogs. Damon is up next. Hey, Damon.
Yo, good afternoon to y'all, man.
Hey, Damon.
Hey, not much, man. I want to tell y'all something first, man. I left 97.5 about 4 years ago, man. Y'all have been the best sports show ever I've ever listened to. I laugh, I joke with y'all in the morning time going to work. I hear y'all rolling every day. Y'all got me crying. Y'all in the afternoon show. So I want to give a big props to y'all first of all.
Well, we appreciate you being part of it, Damon. You're part of the show, man. What are you feeling today?
I'm feeling that my boy Saquon, man, is the best Philly add-on point blank. I like my boy Bryce a little bit, but I believe when it's all said and done, if Saquon carries, he'd be with us for his contract, he'll definitely be the best running back ever, I believe.
Ever?
The line is awesome, ever.
Okay, Jaylen, I hear you, bro.
But listen, our backfield, who? Jaylen, in our line, man, we unstoppable. That's why when it comes down to Kansas City, I hear y'all being scared. I would be scared, too, about Big Red and Patrick. But listen, they got about four dudes. Bro, listen, Hugh, they got about four dudes, Hugh. Be honest. Fifth would be McDuffie, tops. Five dudes. We got about 20 monsters. What you going to do? There's no way five dudes can beat 20 monsters. It's not going to happen, man.
Damon, I'm with you on the roster. I think they got maybe more than five, but the Eagles roster is better. We've got more good players than them, Damon. We look at our team. I mean, we got Pro Bowlers everywhere. They got a great quarterback. They got the great tight end. They got a good. Yeah, but look, I would say
they got Patrick Mahomes.
They have Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, that is an equalizer, though.
Okay, listen. Check this out, y'all. For Patty Mahomes. Now, my man is not as good as Patty when it comes down to throwing the ball and all like that. But check this out. If you look at the stats, and we take it back to stats now, here again, Jaylen, I don't care who you put him against. Put him against these dudes who came out the same year he came out, because everybody judged him against Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow. No, put him against the dudes he came out against the year he came out. He killing all of them. He even killing Lamar and them. He's been in two Super Bowls in 3 years. Stop the madness, man. I don't care how it looks, how it may look. He's getting the job done. At the end of the day, you want a leader, a team player that gets the job done. You don't want nobody in there to half-ass, excuse my language. You want somebody to get the job done by all means necessary. That's what I'm going to leave you with,
man. You got it, Damon. Good phone call. It's about winning. Yeah, look, do the Eagles have more good players? I think they do. The Chiefs roster, Hugh, also isn't – it's not bad, right? Like, they got to the Super Bowl. They have some – look, they have obviously Kelsey. They have – Patrick Mahomes, they have Worthy. I mean, these guys, they have some talent there. They have Creed Humphrey, who might be the best center in the league, you know, right now.
Yeah.
And they've got players. On the defensive side, Karlaftis, Chris Jones, McDuffie.
Karlaftis turned into a pretty good player, though, man. I mean, I didn't think, you know, for what his skill set was, that he's a pretty good player.
Pretty good player. Now, I do think player for player, though, we have more good ones. We just have a deeper roster than them. And that,
I agree.
That's, hopefully, it bears out over 60 minutes. But as we've said today, and as we've said a lot already this week, and we'll say it next week, these Super Bowls, especially with the Chiefs, they don't usually win by blowout. You know what it means?
No, it's
coming down to the two guys throwing the ball at the end.
This is going to be tough, man. That's why, I understand what everybody's saying and all this other stuff. Let's just be realistic in the expectations. I think the Eagles win this game. It's going to be a tight one. It's going to be a tough one.
And they might need perfection out of their quarterback.
Yeah, they might need some special stuff from him.
To be a Super Bowl champion, you got to be super. And last year, look, I remember we talked about it the day after we came in. I didn't think Purdy played bad. He wasn't super though.
No, he didn't do enough to take his team over the top.
Yeah, and that was the difference. Mahomes did. 215-592-9494. At some point, Jalen will likely have to make that super play in the biggest moment. Not just the second quarter, but the fourth quarter too. We'll get to all your phone calls here. And we have to get to some ownership talk. A couple questionable moves lately. One by an owner we don't like. And one by an owner we love. We'll hit you with that next. Your phone call as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.